Hi, Mike. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service to answer any questions for you and also to apply a very reduced rate for your young business. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going pretty good. How's your day doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking. Now, I do have your file here in front of me. I noticed that Tara did not attach a website, but she did attach an Angie Leads or a Home Advisor profile. I know that's a very, very different service than what we offer. You pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not, with that service. Is that a service you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
That's what I use currently.
How do you like that service overall?
Overall, it's been pretty good, honestly.
So
Oh, go
you're
ahead.
getting leads, but you're also getting jobs, right? At least some of those leads
Yes,
are turning into work.
typically, most of my leads turn into jobs because I tend to stay on top of it. And obviously, just starting off, I'm pretty sure I have the lowest prices just so I can get up my reputation and my, right now it's about getting my name out there and my reviews, then all the money coming in. So it's been actually doing really well, if I handle it right.
And it's a well-made lead service, and certainly if it's working for you, I wouldn't want you to stop using it, but you don't have to stop using Angie's to be a top option on the first page of Google. Our job, though, is to get your phone ringing so you're not paying for a lead or chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. So living, breathing human beings who need your services will simply be typing in power washing, pressure washing, exterior surface cleaning, that type of thing. And they will find you and call you directly. So our job would be to make sure that you have all the content necessary for Google to put you on the first page, including a website, verified listings on Google and Bing, and of course Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Mantis, everything that anybody would need that Google looks for. And that's going to have you pop up on the first page. Now, Tara wants me to make this affordable for you, being that you're fairly new in business. You'd be looking here with a new business rate of exactly $199.00. That would be the exact amount. No taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do. It's just that flat rate, Now, if I can include the website for you at no additional cost, meaning build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you, being that our service is offered month to month, no contract, you can stop at any time if you get more work than you can take on. Is that something you would want for your business at this point, that first page placement and branding your business online with a website, get those direct phone calls?
That does sound really good. You said building a website as well?
Yeah, you're a fairly young company and we do not expect our brand new businesses to already have a website. And our job, though, is not just to list you on the first page. It is to give the people that see you there the compelling reasons why they should pick up the phone and call you. So, of course, a website does allow us to talk about your service area, the services you provide, to put before and after photos on there for pressure washing or power washing. That's very powerful. When people can see that they are that before picture and they want to be that after picture, maybe they remember when it used to look like that, they're going to want to pick up the phone and call you. And this is obviously the best time to be branding your business for that particular service. This is when people are getting that service done. So the website's going to be included. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. Of course, that means we can use photos you already have. But also, as we send you more jobs, you can take more photos or even videos, and we can add that content to your website. There would never be any additional cost. In fact, that $199 is an exact amount. It bills once a month for that amount. So it's easy to budget for. You know how much and when it bills. Bills on the same day every month. No taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits, and whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it would still be that exact flat rate. Okay. Now, of course, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. Mike, you'll know which clients found you from that local map itself, from individual directories, or from your website. Now, most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. There will, though, be a contact form on the website so people can tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, Mike, you get a text message as well as an email. So you'll know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It is still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything they type into that form will repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, and who to follow up with. Now, of course, when people are reaching out to you, they're calling you directly, they're calling you specifically, they're calling you after seeing the website that we'll build for you, and of course, at that point, they're really hoping you answer the phone, hoping you're available to do the job, and already thinking if your price is fair, they do want to hire you for your services. So it's a very, very high conversion rate. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, I don't, actually. Sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So what I would like to do here for you, and it's really because you're a young company and I'm trying to make this as affordable for you as I possibly can, but also because it's a holiday shortened week. I mean, obviously we were out of the office yesterday for the 4th of July. We do still have a full week of work that we're trying to cram into these 4 days here. It's already, you know, towards the end of the day today. Normally, there's a $99 setup fee that attaches to the first month that helps us offset the time and the cost of creating the necessary content to list you on that first page. What I want to do here, though, is to waive that setup fee altogether. So it would just be the $199 to get started. That covers the entire first month. And then again, moving forward, it is month-to-month, no contract.
Okay, that sounds good.
So, you know, as far as the business goes, is it Bless LLC? That's how you want the company to be listed online?
Yes, but I also have Bless Pressure Washing.
Okay, yeah. I like that because it's more descriptive of the services that you provide. It's also going to help you to rank well because, you know, obviously you're providing pressure washing services. So I'll have that as Bless Pressure Washing. And then is the phone number that we're speaking on, Mike, is this the phone number you want your customers to call? And is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, right now this is the best number. I'm working on a business number. Will I be able to change?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Not a problem. I mean, you know, like I said, any of the content that needs to be updated, whether it's adding new photos to the website, if it's updating a phone number or adding additional services and things like that, we will always be able to do that, and that would be included at no additional cost. So right now, we'll have the 662-681-6543 as the business number. When that changes, when you've got a different business number, just let us know, and we'll update that information. And then, of course, you are service-based, so you go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you first, right? There's no address for us to promote for your business online. There's no brick-and-mortar or showroom where people would go, right?
No, not right now.
That's okay. You know, for most service-based businesses, that's how they operate, and Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. If you're going out to the customer and you don't see clients come to you, even if you had a small office where you did your paperwork, if customers don't come to you, Google does not want to list a physical address because they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do, especially if you're out in the field. Now, Waldorf, White Plains, Brandywine, obviously somewhere that you'll be able to travel and where we would make sure that you're getting those phone calls. And then, that 3682, Princess of Wales place, I should say. I did see that address attached to the Angie's. Is that your home address? Is that a residence?
Yes, that's my home address.
Gotcha. Okay. So, like I said, our job is to get your phone ringing, have you talk to those people who want you to come out to their location, so that address will not appear anywhere online. You're only going to be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical address. And then, like I said, that roughly 15-mile radius in those cities, that would be where you'd be listed. Now, like I mentioned, when someone fills out the contact form on your website, you'll get a text message as well as an email. First of all, is that 662-681-6543? Is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yeah.
You can. Okay, perfect. And then as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form so you can get that information when someone fills out the contact form. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
So my business email is bless, B-L-E-S-S, Inc., that's INC 94 at gmail.com.
So the business email is blessinc94@gmail.com. And then when we contact you regarding your account, we do use phone, text, email, and it's usually the method that is most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. But a lot of the times we'll be able to give you a quick phone call or send you a text message. Mike, did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All is fine.
Okay.
I think depending on the number.
Okay.
You guys call me from a Mississippi number, and it's probably because I have a Mississippi phone number.
Gotcha. Okay, I got you.
Answer calls from Mississippi. So text would be the best. But yeah,
okay.
If it's a phone
text.
Call,
we'll put,
and I know.
Got it. No problem. We'll put text preferred, and then, I never did get your last name.
Gutierrez. That's GUTIERREZ.
Okay. And then, Mr. Gutierrez, I've got all the information that I need. Oh, I wanted to ask you, are you doing just residential, or can you take on commercial work?
I do commercial as well.
You do commercial as well. Okay, perfect. So for storefronts and sidewalks and things like that, we'll be able to get you found for those services.
Do a dumpster pad.
Oh, okay. Put that down there too.
Yep. There's trash can sanitation. That's just for regular trash cans.
Okay.
But also I do HVAC as well.
You do.
Evaporate coils. Yeah. And that's been big for commercials, like I know Lowe's, Sam's Clubs, and places like that. So I get on the roof, I do the evaporator and condenser coils, and clean those out as well, as long as with the drain pan.
Oh, nice. Gotcha. So, yeah, very specific services that we can promote for your business. And again, on all the directories that we create, all the content that Google will see, we'll be able to talk about those services. So you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. And it's good that you mentioned that. We'll start to make sure that you can get found for those services as well and those different searches. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I'll do a couple of things. One, I will schedule a follow-up call from one of our technicians. We call it a client interview. That's where we do get more into detail about all the different services you want to be found for, where you want to be found, hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we will use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. And like I said, Mr. Gutierrez, we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. The other thing that I'll do now to secure the listing for your business is to read what's called the voice verification. It's actually required of us as we are Google Premier Partners. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account, Mike, as an added form of protection for you so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we are waiving your setup fee, of course reducing your subscription costs to that fixed flat rate of $199, that we are even including a website at no additional cost, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Mr. Gutierrez, give me a second to get that set up. Okay, so Mike, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to be branded online? I have that currently as Bless Pressure Washing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, Mike, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Michael Gutierrez, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And, Mr. Gutierrez, as the owner of Bless Pressure Washing, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mike, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Gutierrez, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that the people needing your services in your service area are, in fact, able to reach out and contact you directly, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mike, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the Angies, and again, there's no direct conflict there. The reason that we do ask, though, is all of the content that we'll be creating, all of that additional content, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent, especially when we start updating things like phone numbers, etc. cetera. We want to make sure that all of that information is accurate and up to date. Now, we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mike, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Gutierrez, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be creating that website. We'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the costs that I'm applying, waiving that setup fee, of course, reducing the rate, including that website, etc., this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether, will be charged today, the 5th of July, in the very discounted total amount of just $199.00. And again, Mike, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there is no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. In this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost. And again, that means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 5th of the month in that same exact discounted rate of just $199. And once again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, it is completely at will, which means at any time, for any reason, if you decide you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if you like, you can even pause the service seasonally. And of course, you can discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mike, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Gutierrez, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, and that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. Mike, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
I have a Visa, but can I make the payment on my Visa and then switch it later?
Yes, yeah, and you can do that a number of ways. You can either call us and update that, or you can even access that through your tracking and reporting. There's a lot you can do. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. You can update the billing information directly through your client dashboard if you choose, or you can simply call us and we'll update that for you. So for this payment, at least this one-time payment, it's on a Visa card, right?
Correct. And now I know you said like the dashboard, so will I have to download apps to kind of get access to?
Well, you'll have a username and a password for a dedicated website. It's my.localsplash.com, so you can check that 24/7. Okay. And then you said that was a Visa card that should start with a 4, as they all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
So it's 4000.
Okay.
2300.
Yes, sir.
7623.
Okay.
0551.
And then the expiration month and year?
Expiration date is 0226.
And the last three digits on the back of the card?
142.
So I've got 142 on the back, and then February or 02 of 2026, the expiration date. And then was the card itself 400 7623-0551.
Correct.
And does that bill at the home address, the 3682 Princess of Wales Place in White Plains, 20695?
Yes.
Is the name on that card your name, the business name, or both?
It's both.
It's both. Okay. And is it Mike or Michael on that card?
Michael.
M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yes, sir.
Is there any middle initial on that particular card?
I don't think so. I'm double check. Yes, A.
A? Okay, on that card. All right. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on it. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I don't have a pen handy, but I'll grab it through the email.
Yeah, that's fine. Our automated system should send it out to you in about a minute here. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. You will get all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Mike, that's everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive that text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician, and again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself, though, takes about 25 or 30 minutes. We are booked out for the last appointment of the day, and then for the beginning part of the day tomorrow, we're booked out as well. But after that, it's pretty wide open. So anything basically from 11 o'clock until the last available appointment, which would be 6 o'clock, like I said, we would schedule by the hour. The call would probably get to you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. Did you want something as early as 11, as late as 6, somewhere in the middle?
11 is fine.
11? Okay. So in this case, it will be scheduled from 11 until 12. The call itself would probably get to you just a few minutes after 11. At 9 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system, just letting you know again that that call is scheduled for 12 o'clock. And in just a minute or so here, I am also going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Now, Mike, did you happen to receive either the email or the text message? Okay. If you open the email, of course, it's got the invoice below it and the body of the email that says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it's hyperlinked, and it opens up where the text message goes automatically, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll provide, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we are, of course, going to optimize your Google Business Profile. We'll also optimize your Bing listing as well. It's only about 10% of the population using Bing, but that's still a big percentage of phone calls, a big number of opportunity to get the calls and the jobs. So of course we'll do that. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different directories. The landing page is the website that we'll build for you. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across, and above it there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below that line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we need you to tap on it or click on it and type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears. So Michael A. Gutierrez, of course, it's case sensitive and it does need appropriate spacing. So if you happen to copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got Michael A. Gutierrez in that space, please click the confirm signature box below it. That does a few things, Mike. You did okay. So, of course, that's going to let us know that you know that it is the fixed rate, that we're waiving your setup fee, that we're including the website for you. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure any information that's out there is accurate. So it's an important step in the process, and I'm glad you got that done. Now, it should be asking you for a username and a password, but don't worry about that just yet. The reason that it is doing that, it is coming from my.localsplash.com, which again is the dedicated portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking and reporting. The automated system thinks it is already active and it thinks you're trying to access that information now, so it's asking you to log in with the username and password. Of course, that client dashboard and that tracking system has not been activated yet. We'll get that going with the information that we get from the client interview tomorrow. And there is not even a default password set just yet. But in the next couple of days, once your tracking system is activated, we will text out to you your tracking, your username and your password for your tracking system. I can give you the username. In fact, I'm sending it to you now via that calendar invite. It's going to have your username, which is simply your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number. So the area code will all, I'm sorry, the username will always be 662-681-6543. And then, like I said, once your dashboard is active, we'll send you that username along with the default password. You can update that default password once you're able to log into your account if you choose to do so. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. It is going to be one of our client interview technicians giving you that follow-up call tomorrow. But I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. Real pleasure speaking with you. And you do prefer Mike, right, versus Michael?
Yeah, Mike's fine.
Okay. I gotcha.
That's why my company name is Brett.
Oh, no kidding. Well, I'll put that in the notes as well. Real pleasure speaking with you, and you enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you so much.
Well, let him know, bless him, or Mike is fine. And then,
okay.
I did have a couple questions about the website.
Sure.
It might be a little fast, actually. So since my call next, not tomorrow, but the day after, the guy that I will be speaking to, a person I'll be speaking to,
right,
I'm going over the information with that individual.
Yeah.
I do have, like, an app and everything like that that, you know, could be used for that.
Yeah, so in the beginning, we're going to ask you to email us photos, and all of the information that we get from that client interview will help us to build out the website, to start creating that content. You can always continue to email us new photos or information, or you know, if you like, you can upload that content directly through your client dashboard as well.
Okay.
All righty. Real pleasure speaking with you. I certainly appreciate your time. And again, our client interview technician will be giving you that follow-up call tomorrow, and that call is scheduled for 11 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, too. Thanks a lot, Mike. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.